Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and I'm joined by Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Hello, Brooks.
Hey, Robin.
And as always, Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, Danielle Kading. Hi, Danny.
Hello, Robin.
So, Brooks, did I hear the ice cracking out on the lake, and should I plan to go ice fishing this weekend?
Please don't. despite cold temperatures in recent days, that ice is just not safe out on Lake Superior yet. About 26 anglers were stranded on an ice floe that broke away from the shoreline off of Beacon Point Resort in Duluth. That's about 21st Avenue East. And the Duluth Fire Department had to take a boat out and bring them all safely back to shore. There were no injuries, but my colleague Katie Galliano went out and talked to some of the folks who were rescued, and they said thousands of dollars worth of equipment were just floating away and was last seen, you know, making its way up the North Shore as the ice was blown out by strong winds blowing from the west toward open water to the east. And again, as I've written previously, is that this year, you know, Lake Superior is at a very, very low per average ice coverage overall. So just about 10 to 15% of the lake overall is covered with ice at all. So whatever's there, it's going to move around.
Mm-hmm. And whatever is there is, according to the law of the sea, as I do not have any certification whatsoever in the law of the sea, but as I understand it, and apparently people on social media, what's out there is finders keepers. Apparently some people are talking about going out and retrieving the stuff, whether it's theirs or not.
Yeah, and that's going to have to come between them and law enforcement if it comes to that. But there have been folks talking about getting scuba gear on or maybe waiting till summer to go rescue some of that equipment, which it could take until then to actually find it.
Right. Summer sounds like a good idea. I did see, we are recording this on Thursday, no ice houses where you said about 21st Avenue East off of that point. On the land, the city of Duluth is looking at ways to better convey snow emergencies.
Yeah, the city has put out bids for about 2,200 some signs designating certain streets snow emergency routes. It's a $500,000 plan that the city had to put on pause for this winter due to pandemic-related budget issues, but they're moving ahead this year, and so for next winter, always good to think about next winter in the depths of a polar vortex, but they will have signs up on a number of roads telling folks, hey, if there's a snow emergency, don't park here, your car will be towed, so we can, clear the roads and keep them wide, and, you know, you can park once the snow emergency is over or the road has been plowed. Now, Duluth hasn't actually declared a snow emergency in more than a dozen years, mostly because there isn't really a protocol for doing that, for clearing roads that would be snow emergency routes. So this is a big update to policy that could change, you know, the city's approach to plowing and to getting roads cleared after major snow events for years to come, assuming we still get some of those. And I think we're due for a few more this year, too, still.
Right, right. And of course, once the pandemic is over, and we are looking forward to that, people will be out on the roads. Although cars may be out there already parked if people aren't going as many places. And a COVID update, what's the latest on that front?
Yeah, you know, regionally we've seen a very steep drop off, or I guess a lower plateau of the spread of COVID-19 cases. And that's pretty promising, at least for public health officials who saw just horrors in November and December as cases climbed, deaths mounted, and it just seemed like the surge wouldn't end. So here we are on the other side of the surge, and so far, so good. However, a New York Times analysis shows that, you know, St. Louis and Douglas counties are both still very high risk for increased spread. So whatever folks are doing that has kept these numbers low, keep it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, Danny, also on the COVID front, the Berkey Binder is scheduled to happen, and that usually attracts thousands of cross-country skiers. What's to keep that from becoming a super spreader event?
Right. Yeah. Like, as you said, thousands of skiers are planning to head to northern Wisconsin. Even as health officials are telling people, you know, it might be better to take part virtually, but the race organizers and businesses in the area say that they're taking precautions to make the event as safe as possible. You know, normally North America's largest and longest cross-country ski race would be happening on a single day, but this year they've spread the race out over 5 days. They've also changed the course, which will begin and end in Cable rather than downtown Hayward. And they've eliminated busing participants to the start line so that they can limit gatherings and promote social distancing. And they're also requiring people to take a COVID-19 test within 5 days of coming to the area. You know, they think that all of these efforts will help to keep people safe and also take part in the race. And, you know, less than half the normal amount of participants are expected to see the race this year in person. Just under 5,000 people are currently planning to come, and some people are switching to the virtual option every day. So it may be even less than that. And that's because county health officials and other health care workers in the area or frontline workers are concerned about having people come to the area at a time when we're seeing new variants of the COVID-19 virus. You know, while the infection rate in Sawyer County has dropped, they're still seeing very high activity for the virus as of earlier this month. So it's something that's become a flashpoint in the Hayward area. You know, some residents are concerned, but businesses also are concerned about losing, you know, out on that financial aspect of the race. It's a huge economic infusion for the area. Studies have found that, you know, visitors spent around almost up to $500 per trip, with about half of that being spent in Ashland, Bayfield, and Sawyer counties when they take part in events like the Berkey. So people who have businesses in the area are really hoping that the race moves forward after a tough year during the pandemic.
All right. Well, we will be watching how that turns out. Moving up to Burnett County, I understand there's a serious issue involving a county prosecutor.
Yeah, the assistant district attorney for Burnett County, Daniel Steffen, has been charged with three counts of capturing an intimate representation of a couple of women, one of whom had a case being handled by the prosecutor in Burnett County at the time. According to a criminal complaint filed by the Wisconsin Department of Justice or filed by the state against Steffen, it claims that he had sexual relations with two women in exchange for leniency pending criminal cases. One woman interviewed by law enforcement agents with the state first denied the relationship, but later admitted that she had sex with Steffen several times at his home and office during work hours. And it appears that neither of the women that Steffen was involved with were aware that they were being recorded during these sexual encounters. You know, Steffen told the Minneapolis Star Tribune that he's anxious for the truth to come out, and his initial appearance has been set for Tuesday, February 16th.
All right. Well, we'll certainly be monitoring that. We've been speaking with Danielle Kading, the Superior Base reporter for WPR News. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Robin.
And Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Thank you, Brooks.
Thanks, Robin.
You can read the stories by Brooks and the Star Tribune's entire Twin Ports Bureau, and that includes people going out on the ice to report for you, at www.startribune.com/northreport. And be sure to subscribe to their local newsletter. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. Next week, yes, the Berkey Biner. We'll take a closer look at who's running the race and who's not, and the precautions being taken to keep it from being, as we said, a super spreader event. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. We leave you once again in honor of the Bonga family with another song titled The Wild Frontier, this one by Faith Hill. Stay safe, everyone.